Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
I love playing craps, and I will readily admit the craps table is infinitely more entertaining when there is at least one black man at the craps table, because the shit they say when they shoot dice is so much more creative. Like, let's say the point's 9. All right, white guy will get the dice, be like, all right, looking for a 9. Give me 5, 4, 6, 3. 5, 4, 6, 3, give me a 9. Yeah. Some lame shit like that. Black dude will get the dice, be like, all right, point's 9. That's Nina. Nina from Pasadena. The ones that still ain't seen it. Where you at, bitch? Nina. Are you kidding me with this?
Hey,
it's LA Live for Friday, October 10th. Ooh, October 10th. That's 10-10. Where you been? Did you get my message, huh? Shout out to Genuine. October 10th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Now let's enjoy this OU Texas weekend safely here, folks. I got some things. If you're on 35, heading into DFW, avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Please mind your speed. You can go too slow out here. There's a lot of transplants that are getting blamed for slow speeds out here in DFW. When you're getting on these highways, you got to pick it up. You got to get on, especially when you're getting on. You got to get on there, boy. Get on there.
Yeah, hit it, man.
Please get on there.
Slingshot engaged.
Yeah, get in there, man. Don't drink and drive out here. Keep your emotions in check. Sometimes you can be totally right about the situation, but your emotions guide you in the wrong path. Yeah. And then you can mess it all the way up. You can be totally right, but your emotions will get you wrong. Don't get caught up in your emotions. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or a DFW scanner this weekend, especially DFW scanner, because it is a scary, scary place to be. In other words, don't crash out like this dude right here. Y'all, listen to this story I seen last night. A Metro Atlanta man, shout out to Ratlanta, a Metro Atlanta man has been arrested for allegedly stealing 91 manhole covers and storm drains, bro. What are we doing with storm drains and manhole covers? What could you possibly be doing?
Maybe building a barricade?
You're building a clubhouse? What are you doing?
You're building a wall somewhere.
Are they made of copper or something? Like, I don't know. Like, what are you doing?
Breaking them down to recycling. They are heavy.
They are super heavy.
You might get a couple $100 for it.
91. And he has somebody else. They show video footage of him doing it. He has somebody else helping him. Like, how could you convince somebody, hey, man, come help me take these manhole covers from the city streets and put them in the back of my Fiesta?
Man, I saw this Instagram account. This guy goes around the country realigning manhole covers when they have painted lines that go over them.
Wow.
And they're sort of off. And it's his entire
and
Instagram account.
And that's what he's
account.
Doing?
Yes. And it's somehow, like, addictive to watch him do it. He shows up, and the small business comes out and points at it, and he
that's
corrects
crazy.
It. They all celebrate with him. I don't know why it's so satisfying.
They're talking about to potentially create art by carving or painting them.
So he's an artiste.
Collecting vintage covers or use them as part of a mosaic or other landscaping design.
He looks crazy. Still
so we might be doing something artsy with these manhole covers.
He need to say something, brother.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for the art, hey, I'm with it. But, you know, that's dangerous. People can fall in those manhole covers.
Yes.
You can lose pets in the manhole covers. You can tear some tires up for sure.
Oh, not very safe at all, especially if you got little kids. I was wondering if he's extorting neighborhoods. Like, hey, do you want your manhole cover back?
Manhole cover back?
I've got your manhole cover.
Be awful inconvenient if you woke up tomorrow with your manhole cover gone.
Yeah, about that. I got another crash out story for you, too, I seen. It was an Ohio woman. She is the target of a manhunt right now after she broke into her boyfriend's home and sliced his sack.
Oh, wow.
She broke into his house and sliced his sack. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for the scrotum slasher. She's 45 years old.
She's nuts.
Come on, bro. You're at this age. You can't be crashing out like that at this age.
No. that jealousy is a much younger man, a woman's game.
Jealousy.
Was it adultery related?
I'm pretty sure it possibly was. If she's going for the scrotums.
Yeah, I wonder if she.
And they were exposed too, by the way.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, the insides were exposed.
Oh man, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
man probably has a lawsuit on his hands.
He got a lot more on his hands for sure.
Yeah, you know, I guess maybe she did have Lorena Bobbitt intentions.
Yeah.
And he, you know, had quick reflexes in his sleep enough before more damage was done.
Lorena Bobbitt. What was that dude's name? Joey Badafuco? Is that his name?
Joey Badafuco.
Is that it? Joey Badafuco?
I think you're right.
I really, really wish I never heard of Andy Fisher.
Yeah.
I thought it was John Wayne Bobbitt. I
think is it John Wayne Bobbitt?
Who's
Badafuco?
Badafuco is somebody. What do we
have? It's somebody.
Did he, like, kill his girlfriend in New Jersey or something like that?
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, we didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, don't get me excited about some dude that's a murderer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Jeez.
Joey.
Anyway, here's a weekend warning while we figure that out.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Yeah. She came and shot the wife, right?
Yeah.
Amy Fisher came in. Yeah.
1992, Bonifuco had an affair with a 16-year-old Amy Fisher in his customer's garage.
Wow.
Shot in angelic rage. Fisher went to Bonifuco's home and shot Mary Jo in the face.
Oh, Joey Badafuco over here. Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
What a name.
Yeah, that's an awesome name. Joey Badafuco, bro. That is awesome. He knows how to get that stuff to you.
Yeah.
For sure.
A lot of stuff.
Hey, we have some history made. We have a young Atlanta inventor. I brought him up before because during the summer, people thought he was missing because he didn't post on his social media for a while, and they were concerned about him because he's changing the game out here. He found a way to turn plastic waste into fuel. Remember this kid?
Yeah.
Plastiline, a.k.a. Plastiline. His name is Julian Brown. He's 21 years old. What a young, brilliant person right there. He has put his fuel to the test. He uses Plastiline to start a 2023 Dodge Scat Pack. Ooh, that's that.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I get some of that khaki, Kev?
Plastiline, 110 octane made from gasoline. 2023 Scat Pack right here. It's all E. This does not have fuel inside of it. We're making history, and everybody's here to see right here in Atlanta. She's gonna try to start it to show we got no fuel in this thing.
Hey, buddy. Move back.
It ain't starting up. 110 octane made from gasoline, and we're going to pour it in. You ready, guys?
You ready, Dobby? You ready, Dobby?
Here we go. History in the making, baby.
Plastiline.
That shit stank.
Hit it!
Starting to clean up. Plastiline, look at Plastiline right there. Made from used plastic and plastic waste and whatnot. So shout out to that brilliant dude. I don't know if it's going to be cheaper than gasoline. Maybe it's cleaner. I don't know. But it's pretty cool that you can even make that happen. So
it sounds like Lucius. It's not cleaner.
Damn!
Yeah, plastic fuel projects have a track record of high-profile financial and technical failures.
Oh, God.
The process requires significant energy input and capital investment, making it economically uncompetitive with virgin fossil fuels.
So can we at least burn up the plastic? We have something else to do with it instead of making states out there floating in the sea.
Yeah, it says the high heat conversion process and burning of the final fuel can release harmful air pollutants and hazardous waste, including dioxins, and other persistent organic pollutants.
Julian Brown, stop with the plastiline. Stop, sir. Why are you ahead? You're 21.
It is a pretty cool science
That's
project,
cool,
though.
Man. Yeah, just to make anything happen at that age.
They said you can clearly worsen the climate with this
Oh,
stuff.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, hell. How about this one? I got some feel-good Friday.
He did start the car.
I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Howard Hughes flew that airplane for about a couple, he flew it for a little bit, and then it landed, and it didn't fly the plane again.
I got some news bloopers right here to go off on a little funny Friday vibes. Let's go to WRAL there, Khaki Kev, in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is cut 6. Let's talk to some TCU fans after they beat up the Carolinas.
Of course, Carolina losing 48-14. TCU fans, of course, they're happy because they came here and got a win. Of course, on Bill Belichick's debut, they got a win. You guys are from Texas?
Actually, they both
play. You're from Texas? Okay. You guys beat Bill Belichick on his debut. How does it feel? Please don't curse for me.
It feels really good. I think it just shows how it is not okay for a 74-year-old to be with a 24-year-old.
Jeez, dude.
Clearly incapable of many things in life.
My gosh.
That is wild. What do you think is going on in that gal's head? Just
money,
a couple
money,
more years?
Money,
yeah.
Money.
Years. Wow, I guess it's worth it.
Yep. How about this one? Let's go to CBS 47 Fresno. Fresno, California. You ever been out there, bro? Fresno?
I have.
Been there many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand up, Bulldogs.
Through.
Okay.
Nice little community.
Is it?
Okay. Parts.
All right. Well, these two right here.
Known as the Valley.
Is it?
They call it the Valley.
Good sports Valley. Pride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the bigger cities of Northern California.
Okay.
Kind of laid back.
Lucius ain't buying any
no,
of those.
I'm listening. I'm into it. I know about the Bay. I don't know about the Valley. I know about L.A. I don't know about the Valley. I know up there with those crazy ones in Humboldt County.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's much more like Northern Oregon, once you get north of about Santa Barbara.
Okay. Well, let's go to cut number 9 here, Khaki Kev. These two right here couldn't keep it together, even though they have a kind of serious story.
Well, ahead on Eyewitness News, a dangerous sinkhole in Bangkok.
And just look at how big and deep it is. We'll tell you what caused it next.
Eyewitness News.
Massive sinkhole opened up outside a major hospital in Bangkok this morning. Just look, it's very big. You can see the foundation of the pillars in the building. It forced evacuations and road closures. No one was hurt. The governor says the sinkhole was triggered by a leak in a tunnel at a construction site for a new subway station.
4G for food. I love this job. Foraging for food is enjoying a resurgence, the practice used by early humans some 12,000 years ago. This quietly gaining popularity is driven by environmental concerns, economic pressures, and a desire to reconnect with nature. Some creative chefs are also helping to spark interest in foraging by creating recipes. The growth of the farm-to-table movement has increased awareness.
All right, cut it, Kev.
A sinkhole in Bangkok set them off.
Set them off. Both of them could not. They couldn't keep it together. What was it? Deep and wide or something like that.
Man, one of my favorite news blooper stories early in my career, I was working with this guy who used to do TV, and he was showing us bloopers and then explaining how hammered they were, like on the evening news.
Nice.
Like, oh, this one, the noon, we just gone for a liquid lunch. Me and the sports guy were smoking a bowl in the car
that's
30
nice.
Minutes before this. You know, it is wild.
You got some behind-the-scenes vibes. That's what I want
to
see.
I mean, you go back
right
to the 80s and 90s, I mean, broadcasting was a party, a nonstop party.
Yeah. Cigarettes. They would always have a cigarette in their hands. They're broadcasting serious news. Walter Cronkite or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
Burning.
Yeah.
Black and white.
He'd take a drag, and then he like, unfortunately, in Dallas, President Kennedy has been shot.
Yeah.
And you could see, like, the cigarette smoke just going up. I tell you what, real quick on talk about cigarettes on the scene. Remember a guy Ted Koppel?
Yeah. Ted Koppel.
This is when satellite dish first started. So I'm watching late night or with Ted Koppel. So they got him in the newsroom and he's like he's smoking a cigarette. And so they're like, 10 seconds to air. And he goes, the Mets suck. You know, so he takes one more drag. You hear him counting down. he blows his hand and he goes, on Nightline tonight.
That's what I'm talking about.
He
baby.
Went right from like talking Mets suck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Blow the smoke, wave it with his hand, yeah. and then go right into like doing the news.
Give that man all kind of broadcasting awards for that. That's yeah. what you do right there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll see y'all Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I got some more stuff I'll probably play for you next week. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all be safe this weekend. Please take heed to the weekend warning. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow, Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. It's my time. Bye.
There he goes. L.A. Live with Lucius every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, and we have one more hour to go here on a Red River Cowboys Panthers.
Oh, I guess we're not going anywhere then, huh?
Football Friday. Yeah, you do got one more hour. I mean, you can head on out of here if you want. You going to the game tomorrow?
No. I'm going to the watch party.
That's
and
right.
And then I'm going to go see Paul Wall at the fair that night. He
oh,
will
cool.
be performing after the game.
Paul the people's Wall. Champ.
Paul Wall is performing after the game, y'all.
Okay, we got Red River storylines ahead of tomorrow's 2:30 kickoff. Get you up to date on everything as well that's been breaking throughout the broadcast day. Here it's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.